由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you have joined us again.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，好高兴你能够收听我们这个节目《天路导向》。
If you are joining us for the first time today,
如果今日你是第一次收听这个节目的话，
We have been looking at the seven signs or miracles from the Gospel of John.
咁咧就好想话俾你听，我哋一路咧都喺度睇紧约翰福音里边嘅七个耶稣所施行嘅神迹。
Today we are going to examine the fifth sign.
咁今日咧，我哋就要去讲一讲第五个嘅神迹啦。
I frequently travel around the world.
我咧系经常咧系去到世界各地咧系去公干或者旅行嘅。
I speak to leaders from different countries.
我亦都咧有同各国嘅领袖咧系倾过偈。
One of the things that challenge me the most when I meet some of these leaders.
当我同呢一啲嘅领袖去见面嘅时候咧，其中有一样嘢咧系俾我好大嘅冲击嘅。
When I see some of them go through some rough storms in life,
佢哋有一啲人咧系经历过生命里边巨大嘅风暴。
Some of them pay with their life.
有啲人啊，甚至咧系赔上咗佢哋嘅性命。
The question I often ask myself is this:
我时时咧都会问自己一个问题。
Can I stand these storms of life that these valiant Christians are facing?
我能唔能够好似呢一啲勇敢嘅基督徒一样去忍受同样嘅生命风暴呢？
These storms seem to be mercilessly tossing Christians about.
呢一啲嘅风暴好似好无情咁样去将基督徒翻嚟覆去咁样冲击。
How many of us would be willing to pay the price of alienation?
在我们当中，有多少人愿意去付上被人疏远、被人离间的代价呢？
How many of us would be willing to pay the price of discrimination?
在我们当中，有多少人愿意去付上被人歧视的代价呢？
How many of us would be willing to face the possibility of losing life itself?
在我们当中，有多少人愿意去面对可能丧失生命的危险呢？
As I reflect upon today's message,
就好像今天的讯息让我们是去反省。
I could not help but be challenged afresh by those solid men and women who are paying a heavy price for their faith.
我不能够不被这些这么坚强的男男女女，他们为着信仰去付出重大的代价而有所感动，而重新去反省。
I could hardly compare the storms in my life with the storms in their lives.
我实在呢是没办法以我自己生命里面那些小小的风暴呢去跟他们相比的。
Someone once said that the storms of life are God's way to prove us and improve us.
有人说，生命里面的风暴是神用来去试验和去改善我们的方法。
In fact, I am convinced that a life of ease leads to the danger of malaise.
事实上，我确信人生太过平顺的话，亦都是会有危机的。
The great Roman Empire at one time dominated particularly all of the civilized world.
曾几何时啊，伟大嘅罗马帝国几乎咧系统治咗整个嘅文明世界。
That empire fell when the vast majority of people became oblivious to the rampant immorality which led them to care only for food and sports.
但是当这个帝国倾覆的时候， 广大嘅群众对于道德日渐败坏咧，觉得好茫然，好无所适从，以致咧人民只系识得吃喝玩乐嘅啫。
It is through the storms of life that God teaches us endurance.
神藉住生命嘅风暴嚟去教导我哋忍耐。
It is through the storms of life that God matures us.
神藉住生命嘅风暴要我哋成熟。
It is through the battering storms that God toughens us.
神藉住激烈嘅风暴使我哋变得刚强。
It is through the storms of life that God prepares us to rule with Him in heaven.
神藉住生命嘅风暴去预备我哋将来喺天上同佢一齐掌权。
Now keep this in mind as we come to this fifth in the series of seven signs of Jesus.
当我们来去看耶稣七个神迹里面的第五个神迹，请大家是记得我刚才所说的重点。
According to John, we find the disciples in the middle of one of these storms of life.
按照约翰所记载的，当时门徒正是处于生命的风暴里面。
The Sea of Galilee is known for its sudden storms.
加利利海呢，是以呢，那些突发的风暴呢，而闻名的。
The lake is 6 miles wide.
那这个加利利海呢，其实是好像一个湖那样，那在个湖呢，它是，的阔度呢，是有6英里那么阔的。
12 to 14 miles long.
咁咧系有12至14英里咁长嘅
，and it is 600 feet below sea level，
并且咧系喺水平线以下嘅600英尺。
It is like a bowl-shaped depression surrounded by precipitous hills。
佢被险峻嘅群山系包围住，就形成咗咧一个好似碗咁样嘅一个嘅低洼地带。
Often when the sun sets in the early evening,
每当傍晚太阳落山的时候，
winds rise over the Mediterranean and blow cold air inland.
咁地中海咧就会时时咧都会刮起大风，就将啲冷空气咧系吹入内陆嗰度。
When the cold air reaches the Sea of Galilee,
咁而当冷空气系抵达加利利海嘅时候咧。
The cold air merges with the warm air rising from the lake water.
咁嗰啲嘅冷空气咧，就同喺湖水上升紧嘅暖空气咧，就汇合咗。
And churns the lake into a foaming rage.
咁一冷一热咁样汇合咧，就卷起咗波浪翻腾，就形成咗咧猛烈嘅风暴啦。
The waves can sometimes get as high as 6 feet.
有阵时啊，嗰啲浪啊系会有6尺咁高嘅。
Twice in the Gospels we read that Jesus stilled such a storm。
喺福音书里边咧就记载咗2次耶稣平静风浪嘅经历。
The first time Jesus was asleep in the boat。
第一次嘅事迹里边咧，耶稣喺船上边系瞓着咗嘅。
We find this story in 3 Gospels。
咁喺3本嘅福音书咧，都有记载到呢一个嘅事迹。
In Matthew 8:23，
就分别咧系记载喺马太福音嘅8:23。
In Mark 4:35，
喺马可福音嘅4:35。
And in Luke 8:22，
同埋咧系喺路加福音嘅8:22嘅。
Listen to the version in Matthew 8:23-27.
咁咧就请大家咧一齐系翻开圣经，就一齐听我读出咧系马太福音嘅版本，就系马太福音8:23-27嘅经文咧就系咁讲嘅。耶稣上了船，门徒跟着他，海里忽然起了暴风，甚至船被波浪掩盖。耶稣却睡着了，门徒来叫醒了他，说：主啊，救我们，我们丧命了。耶稣说： 你们这小信的人啊，为什么胆怯呢？于是起来，斥责风和海，风和海就大大地平静了。众人稀奇说，这是怎样的人，连风和海也听从他了。
John does not record this particular sign.
咁约翰呢就并冇记载呢一个嘅神迹。
But he records another one which Matthew and Mark also record.
但系呢佢就记载咗另外一个嘅神迹，亦都系呢个马太同埋马可福音里边呢都有记载嘅。
Please turn with me to John chapter 6, verses 15 to 24.
请同我一起系翻开约翰福音嘅第六章十五至到廿四节咧，系约翰福音嘅第六章十五至到廿四节，请听我读出啦。耶稣既知道众人要来强迫他作王，就独自又退到山上去了。到了晚上，他的门徒下海边去，上了船，要过海往加百农去。天已经黑了，耶稣还没有来到他们那里。忽然狂风大作，海就翻腾起来。门徒摇橹约行了十里多路，看见耶稣在海面上走，渐渐近了船，他们就害怕。耶稣对他们说：是我，不要怕。门徒就喜欢接他上船。船立时到了他们所要去的地方。第二日，站在海那边的众人知道那里没有别的船，只有一只小船，又知道耶稣没有同他的门徒上船，乃是门徒自己去的。然而有几只小船从提比里亚来，靠近主祝谢后分饼给人吃的地方。众人见耶稣和门徒都不在那里，就上了船往加百农去找耶稣。
Let me summarize this.
现在呢，让我很简要，很扼要地讲一讲。
One evening, the disciples had ridden their boat a short distance out on the Sea of Galilee.
有一晚，门徒呢，就撑船出到去加利利海的近岸。
And there, they were caught in one of those famous storms.
就在那里呢，他们呢，是被困在闻名于世的风暴里面。
As the waters grew,
咁当呢啲波浪啊系汹涌翻腾嘅时候咧
，the tempest-tossed vessel became like a cork.
只船咧就被翻腾到咧好似一块浮木一样。
This is not unlike what happens in life.
呢个唔系正正好似喺人生里边所发生嘅事咩？
We know what it is like when the calm of life gives way to confusion.
就好似咧喺平静嘅生活里边出咗一啲嘅乱子，变成咧好混乱。
We know what it is like when serenity gives way to storm.
晴天里边咧起咗风暴，我哋咧都知道会系点样嘅。
We know what it is like when life's smooth course is replaced by the unexpected wind and waves.
平顺嘅人生突然咧系遭遇到风浪，我哋都知道咁样咧系会变成点样嘅。
We know what it is like when daylight surrenders to darkness.
就好似黑暗遮蔽咗白昼，我哋都知道咧会系点样嘅。
These storms of life normally have three causes.
通常人生嘅风暴咧系有三个嘅原因嘅。
Cause number one，
第一种嘅原因咧就系
Satan，
就系咧魔鬼撒旦作怪。
He is the author and perfecter of evil。
佢系创始同埋精通一切嘅邪恶嘅。
He tries to pour his fury upon those who love the Lord。
佢将愤怒系倾倒喺爱主嘅人身上。
And the more you love the Lord, the harder he works and the louder he shouts.
你越系爱主咧，咁佢咧就会咧系越喺你身上咧系整蛊造怪，越会咧系大叫喺度去恐吓你。
In Job chapter 1,
喺约伯记嘅第一章
，Satan blew the great wind from the wilderness upon the house of Job and devastated him.
撒旦呢就喺旷野嗰度刮起狂风，击打约伯嘅房屋，并且咧系蹂躏佢。
The more Job clung to the Lord, the madder Satan got。
约伯越系紧紧嘅倚靠神呢，咁撒旦呢就越系疯狂咁样去攻击佢。
The second type of storm is the storm that is caused by stubbornness and hatred of other people toward us。
第二种在我们生命里面造成风暴的原因呢，就是由于人们对我们的横梗和憎恨所引起的。
In Genesis 37,
在创世纪的37章
Joseph's brothers were so jealous and hateful toward him, they sold him into slavery.
约瑟的哥哥呢好妒忌同埋好憎恨佢，就将佢呢係卖成奴隶，卖咗去埃及。
In Acts 27, Paul told the commander of the ship not to sail in the Mediterranean.
使徒行传嘅27章嗰度，保罗呢劝告嗰个船长唔好呢喺地中海嗰度航行。
But the captain stubbornly refused and ended up in a shipwreck.
但是这个的船长呢，他很顽固地拒绝了保罗的劝告，结果呢，这船就沉没了。
The third type of storm we experience is the result of our own foolishness and disobedience.
而第三种造成我们生命里面有风暴的呢，是由于我们自己的愚昧和不信服。
In Jonah chapter 2,
在约拿书的第二章
Jonah was asked by God to go east.
神呢就叫约拿呢系往东面嗰边走。
But he decided to go west instead.
但系约拿呢就偏偏走去西面。
So he ended up deep down under the water in the belly of the whale.
结果呢佢就沉到去海底，俾大鱼吞咗落肚里边啦。
A respected journal has reported the following.
有一份呢是被大家很看重的刊物呢这样去报道。
It is no secret that a great deal of illness in the world is a result of personal behavior.
他说无可讳言的是全世界有很多的疾病呢是由个人的行为所造成的。
A respected medical association has established that more than half of all diseases are behavior related.
咁一间好有信誉嘅医学组织咧，经过咗研究咧，就发表超过半数嘅疾病啊，都同我哋人类嘅行为咧系有关嘅。
Each year, millions of work days are lost because of addiction and irresponsibility.
佢话由于咧啲人嘅毒瘾同埋唔负责任，以致咧每年咧都损失咗数以百万计嘅工作日。
30 million work days and 2 billion in wages are lost due to illness caused by high blood pressure.
而由高血压所引起嘅疾病咧，就导致3000万个嘅工作日同埋20亿嘅美元嘅工资嘅损失。
And high blood pressure often comes from stress and anxiety.
高血压咧，通常系由压力同埋忧虑所引起嘅。
In Luke 15, when the prodigal son turned his back on his father,
在路加福音15章，那个的浪子呢，背叛了他的父亲。
He ended up in a pigsty.
结果呢，他就落在猪群里面。
But in this passage in John,
而在约翰福音这一段的经文里面呢，
we find that this storm is not of the disciples' making.
我哋睇见呢一场嘅风暴并唔系门徒所造成嘅。
They found themselves in a storm because of the explicit order of their master.
佢哋被困喺风暴之中，显然系主嘅安排。
Right after Jesus miraculously fed the 5,000,
呢一个嘅神迹咧，啱啱系发生喺主耶稣喂饱5000人嘅神迹之后嘅。
The multitude wanted to make him king by force.
嗰班嘅群众睇见耶稣施行咗呢个神迹之后咧，就想要逼佢咧系做王。
Jesus knew that his popularity was because they wanted him to give them more food.
耶稣知道嗰啲人去拥戴佢系因为佢哋好想得到更多嘅食物。
He knew that they were not acting out of spiritual conviction.
耶稣知道呢啲人佢哋并唔系出于心灵上面嘅悔悟。
So Jesus went off to the mountains.
咁所以咧，耶稣就离开咗群众，上咗山啦。
Matthew records that Jesus told them to meet him on the other side.
马太福音咧就记载咧，耶稣吩咐佢哋去到湖嘅另一边嗰度相见。
So the disciples were waiting for Jesus to come back from the mountain.
咁所以门徒咧就喺度等耶稣咧从山上翻嚟啦。
When he was delayed, they decided to go back to Capernaum.
咁当耶稣迟迟都唔翻嚟咧，佢哋咧就决定翻去加百农嗰度。
On their way back, about halfway,
就喺佢哋回航嘅时候，大概系走咗一半嘅路程。
The Sea of Galilee began to experience one of these storms that made even these veteran seamen scared.
咁加利利海咧就忽然刮起咗大风浪，甚至连到呢一啲喺海上边可以话系老手啊嘅渔夫咧都吓到好惊嘅。
My radio friends, please listen very carefully.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你是留心的听我跟着要讲的。
God never promised us a smooth sailing over the sea of life.
神从来都没有应许我们，我们的一生会好像航海一样是一帆风顺的。
On our journey to heaven, we were never promised that we would never have any problems.
在走向天国的旅程里面，神从来都没有应许我们是不会遇到困难的。
On our way to glory, we were never promised a perpetual picnic with the sun always shining.
在走向荣耀的国度的时候，神从来都没有应许我们那条路呢是时时都阳光普照的。
Storms come unplanned and unexpected.
风暴时时呢都是在人的意料之外，在毫无准备的情况底下呢发生的。
Storms rise unsought and unwelcome.
风暴时时呢都是我们不能够预测，同时间呢亦都是不受我们欢迎，就在这个时候呢会来到的。
Storms rage uninvited and unaccepted.
风暴时时呢都是在没有被邀请同埋呢不被接纳的情况底下呢向我们咆哮的。
As soon as the disciples encountered the raging storm, they began to struggle hard against the wind and the waves.
当门徒他们遇到风暴的时候呢，就会拼命咁样同嗰啲嘅狂风、嗰啲嘅巨浪咧，系好激烈咁样去搏斗嘅。
And the more they rowed, the more distressed they became.
但系佢哋越系去蛙嗰只船咧，就越系气馁。
Did Jesus know of their predicament?
耶稣知唔知道佢哋嘅困境究竟系点嘅咧
？I want to answer this question when we meet next time.
我要在下一次的节目里面才回答这个问题了。
Be sure to tune in so that you can hear the reasons why Jesus sometimes is silent in the middle of the storms of life.
请你记得下次要收听，那你就会知道为什么耶稣有时在我们生命的风暴里面是不出声的。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你。在这个时候我们一起听一首歌，歌名叫做《神你在掌管》。
我望着前路是迷乱像网一片，几多挫折打击未明白做物旨意，我踏着细沙在海边走过，晚风中心里听听沙沙海风在宁静细雨低诉，眺望滔滔海波在无言默默宣告，主浩大能力海天皆响应，每一刻变幻亦在你的旨意里，神你在掌管，时间万有空间在你的手里，一切定有时。神我的一生，神你定有预备，莫计得失，只想你来到。
咁今集嘅天路导向咧就嚟到呢一度。如果你对今集嘅节目有任何嘅意见，或者喺读经嘅时候有任何嘅困难咧，都欢迎你来信同我叶朗天同埋麦克牧师分享嘅。信封面只要写电台所广播嘅通讯地址咧就可以啦。好啦，我哋下集嘅时间再见啦，拜拜。